Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. Today, on the 3rd of March in 1969, Led Zeppelin recorded their first ever BBC Radio 1 Top Gear session. Recording took place during the afternoon at the Playhouse Theatre in London. Songs recorded included Dazed and Confused, Communication Breakdown, You Shook Me, and I Can't Quit You Baby. Free, The Moody Blues and Deep Purple were also in session on the same show. In 1986, Metallica released the highly influential album Master of Puppets, considered by many in the metal community to be the best metal album of all time. This was the last Metallica album with bassist Cliff Burton, who was killed when the group's tour bus overturned in southern Sweden while touring to promote the release. In 2001, Stereophonics were forced to change the title of their new album after car manufacturer Daimler Chrysler objected to the use of the copyrighted word Jeep. The UK title became Just Enough Education to Perform. In 2003, Ray Jackson, who found fame with Lindisfarne, took out legal action against Rod Stewart over his 1970s hit song Maggie May. Jackson claimed he came up with the worldwide hit's classic mandolin melody and claimed he may have lost out at least £1 million because he was not credited for the track's distinctive hook. Jackson was paid just £15 for the recording session by Stewart in 1971. In 2010, a woman claiming to be the wife of Sean P. Daddy Coombs was freed on $5,000 bail after being arrested near the rapper's home on Long Island, New York. The woman claimed to be married to the rapper and producer, who was said to be worth around $350 million, but there was no official comment from Coombs, who was unmarried. And happy birthday today to Ronan Keating, who was born in 1977. Before finding fame in Boyzone, he was a track and field athlete and represented Ireland in several tournaments, winning the All-Ireland Under-13 200-metre title. More from This Day in Music at thisdaymusic.com.